Hello and welcome to the latest in Arch's Pursuing Better Together podcast series, where we speak to leaders from within and outside of the insurance industry about how they're continually raising the bar. Today, I'm joined by Jay Rajendra. Jay is the Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer at Arch Capital Group Limited, responsible for pursuing new business models and technologies, while also leading Arch's analytics capabilities to improve profitability and growth. Jay joined Arch in 2016 in the role of Chief Analytics Officer, and prior to that was head of business solutions for XL Catlin's strategic analytics team. He has also worked for Towers Watson in both North America and Europe. Jay is a fellow of the Institute of Actuaries, a fellow of the Casualty Actuarial Society, and a member of the American Academy of Actuaries. He holds a combined bachelor's and master's in mathematics from Oxford University and an MBA from MIT. Jay, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Nigel.
I wanted to start by asking you to give me, I suppose, a sense of how your career path led you to this position of Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer, and I suppose just what that role entails.
Sure, Nigel. So I've got a mix of quant and strategy background. I started my career off, as you said, in consulting, both in Europe and then in North America. And the thing that's always excited me, the thing that has always kind of driven me, is being at the points of change in the industry. That could be anything from the use of data and analytics. I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little bit more. New digital technologies, M&A, alternative capital. And that's the place where I've really spent most of my time and interest. That's how I got here. When Mark Grandison, our CEO, first approached me about a role at Arch, he said, come here and bring new ideas to the company. We sat down and we talked about it a lot, and we agreed that the primary thing and the first, like the most important thing that we needed to get to do and the biggest opportunity we had was around the use of data analytics throughout the company. So I came on in this role as Chief Analytics Officer, very specific, defined role. We built out the data science team in a few years. It was very successful and still is successful. And then expanded my role into a kind of a broader remit for strategy and innovation that now encompasses quite a few things. So we have a few different goals at the group, to be a first choice digital partner, to be a leader in analytics adoption, a smart user of automation, to improve efficiency. And those are the places that I spend a lot of my time on.
How would you describe the extent to which the sector is embracing new technologies and that more data-rich processes that we're talking about?
It's an interesting one, and you can take it in two ways. I think it's easy to characterize, or has been easy to characterize, the industry as being a bit of a dinosaur. But actually, the industry's always been a big user of data. What's been really exciting across all industries, across the entire economy, is the bigger opportunity, I think, to use technology. The opportunity has just expanded massively to use technology and analytics in very, very new and different ways. I think pretty much you go to any boardroom of any major insurer or broker, and they're talking about the value of data analytics and digital experiences and things like that. Now it's really about execution.
I suppose that there is that sort of question mark over whether the industry is moving fast enough.
You know, if we go back 10, 20 years and looked at people's predictions as to where the industry would be, people have made some pretty bold claims as to where we might be by now. Reality is it's a complex industry. It has lots of regulation. There's behavioral things. There's habitual things, there's really important things that we have to do to protect our clients and our brokers and things like that. Those changes happen, they take time. They take time to adopt. And there's a whole ecosystem that you need to change to make some of these things happen.
I wanted to look at one particular aspect of that ecosystem, perhaps one of the most important aspects, which is this idea of the customer experience. Now, how would you say, I suppose, access to greater and perhaps more importantly, more immediate data insights is kind of changing or enhancing that experience?
Two main ways, Nigel. The first way is that now with access to richer data, we can ask fewer questions. It just makes it easier. You know, if you think about the insurance industry before, the idea of buying insurance, whether you're an individual or whether you're a company, was a pretty painful experience. You know, here's an application form you have to fill out. It's 10 pages, 100 questions. If we can use external data and other sources to pre-fill some of that information for our customers, for our brokers, it just reduces the friction significantly. The second way is really time. So another massively important part for me of customer experience, and I think think about ease of doing business. I think ease of doing business is often synonymous with speed of doing business. You know, if you can get a policy, you can get a quote instantly in a few minutes, then that is makes a big difference to a customer or a broker. So now with new technologies, whether it's digital, whether it is data enrichment, it just means that process is a lot quicker for people.
In addition to the customer experience, how is that more sort of data-enriched insurance environment affecting the underwriting process?
It's huge. It's really, really, the impact that data can have in underwriting. If you think about what we're doing in an underwriting process, we're really putting ourselves in the shoes of our clients and trying to absorb the risk that they currently withstand. And to do that, you know, the more data we have about a client, the more data we have about the external world and the risks that they're exposed to, the better we are. If you go back in the insurance industry just 10 years ago, people were making big underwriting decisions on insurance and in reinsurance with maybe like 10 pieces of information. You know, nowadays we have access to a whole world of information. We can bring that to an underwriter rather than having to go and hunt and gather that information. Speed and the effectiveness of the decision is a big beneficiary.
You talk about, you know, where we are now. Where do you think the underwriting environment goes next?
I think it's going to carry on in the same trajectory. I think the opportunity is just always enlarging. The reality is there's probably been more data created in the last 5 years than over the previous 100. You know, the opportunities to tap into different things, devices, sensors, all of these different kinds of sources are now just generating continuous, you know, streams of data. We've got new technologies like AI, and generative AI has caused a lot of buzz in the last year, ChatGPT and things. They're all things that essentially help empower the underwriting process. The wonderful thing about them is they don't replace underwriting at all. They don't replace the relationship we have with our brokers and our clients, how we engage with them, but they free up so much time for us to focus on those two things instead of doing low value manual work.
From where you sit, what are some of the most exciting areas of innovation that we're seeing within Arch?
Other really exciting areas of change in the industry we hinted at earlier was around digital customer experience. In the personal lines world, especially in the UK, if you're buying a personal lines policy, you know that you can go online, type in a few pieces of information and get your quotes back. A lot of the innovation industry has started personal lines and then expanded out to more sophisticated parts of the industry. That has got a long way to go in the commercial line space, and especially in the specialty commercial line space where we operate. We're often dealing with very complex risks, heterogeneous risks, very nuanced policies and coverages that people want. But we know that the tendency will be to take out some of the friction using digital experiences.
Just in terms of our theme of pursuing better together, how important is it that there is alignment of direction with that of the broker in terms of the digital journey that they're on?
It's huge. One of the frequent complaints we hear from brokers about working with insurance carriers on anything digital is the experience sounds or feels a little bit like this. First off, you know, an insurance carrier comes to you and says, hey, can you put my product on your shelf? Secondly, here's my 100 underwriting questions. And then thirdly, please meet our IT team for a 24-month project of doom. And at the end of it, no business is transacted. Nothing happens, right? No solution has been provided to the world. And we just think there's a much better way of doing it. And it really starts with this engagement and collaborative model of working with our partners on a digital solution or digital experience. And we start with the end goal. We start with what we're trying to do. We're trying to transact some business at the end of the day. And we work out and we kind of rigorously look at that kind of business and the opportunity around that first. And then we design the technology and the enablement to make that happen. We kind of go backwards. And we do it hand in hand with our brokers and clients to make sure every stage we're de-risking that project, de-risking that in that whole endeavor for both parties, because no one, you know, we're all busy people. We're all have finite resources. We want to make sure we're doing things that are valuable. And in the end, we'll solve a real problem.
There has been much talk about the work and the interaction and the relationship between the insurance industry and the insurtech community. You know, how important in your view or in Archer's view is that ability to work collaboratively with that insurtech community?
It's been a real journey. You know, insurtech really generated as a term, I think maybe like 2015, when it first came out. A lot of the buzz was around industry disruption. It was about these insurtechs coming along and disrupting the kind of industry giants in the same way that Amazon and Netflix and Google did. After a few years, that really didn't play out. And really the conversation, especially in the last 5 years, has really shifted to one more about collaboration and partnership. And the insurtech community now is largely made of people who are enabling carriers and brokers and providing services to them. And many of them are really now just technology vendors. And so that partnership is super important. And it's really important for the insurance industry, because the insurance industry doesn't need to be the technology innovator in everything that it's trying to do. So, making use of it, understanding what where you have a competitive advantage, where you want to build something yourself and where you want to actually partner, is a key strategic choice for all carriers and brokers.
Yeah, it's interesting as well, because Arch seems to have been very proactive on this front and has built some great partnerships and relationships. Why are these operations such a great fit for Arch?
Sure. So when we think about those opportunities, we're really thinking about companies that can do something that we can't do ourselves. You know, knowing what you can't do is just as important as knowing what you can do. The insurtech community is out there experimenting and developing things, and we can tap into it. It makes a big difference. So about three years ago, we set up an insurtech VC fund to invest directly in insurtech companies, to align our interests, to create a more deeper partnership in companies that we really believe in. We also have a goal around being the industry's first choice digital partner, and that includes being the carrier that an insurtech company would want to work with on an opportunity. So we've had many successful endeavors with insurtech MGAs that have some kind of niche, some kind of technology or capability that allows them to solve a problem for a niche. Examples of that are Coalition, a cyber insurtech MGA we work with in the US. We have a massive partnership with them. Some really cool and clever technology that helps them underwrite cyber for small customers especially. Thimble is a company we acquired last year, and they focus on that micro segment of the US small commercial market. And what's really cool about Thimble is they have this really excellent digital customer experience for both their customers and their brokers. If you go online, you can see they have a Trustpilot rating of 4.7 out of 5. They have a Net Promoter Score, an NPS, of something like 72. These are like off the charts kind of metrics for anyone in the insurance industry.
I wanted to, if I can, do a little bit more horizon scanning. And just in terms of this idea of Arch's pursuit of better, you know, where does this innovation drive take you next? What's on the horizon for Arch?
Three main goals: leader in analytics adoption, first choice digital partner, and a smart user of automation. And we've centered around those kind of business objectives. And for us right now, it's really about embracing the new and understanding the new technologies that enable those goals. So on the digital side, we're going to be seeing more of our products available digitally and in more markets so that brokers and customers can engage with us outside of email, outside of kind of antiquated systems and other things like that, into a really slick digital experience that is beneficial to everyone in the chain. On the analytics side, you're going to see us using more and more AI and machine learning. We've already done an amazing job at embedding that throughout the organization. The frontline love the tools that they're using and what they've built, and we're just getting started, really. There's just so many new opportunities there to build and deploy new things. And then automation is a massive one as well. I think our customers and our brokers will see that we're able to drive a much more efficient experience by automating a lot of things that were previously done manually.
Sounds like the future is very bright. Finally, just based on our theme of pursuing better together, what does that idea of pursuing better together mean to you?
It really means collaboration. And you know, there's this old adage about if you want to run fast, run alone. But if you want to run far, run together. And I think that sums it up. If there's anything really special and monumental that you want to achieve, that we want to achieve, either as a company or as an industry, it requires that collaboration. I'll dive into it in two levels. One, in a company. In a company, I often say you can often have these two people speaking two languages. You've got these techie people, maybe they're speaking blue, Nigel. And then you've got this business folk speaking red. And what you really need to make these things work, to embrace new technologies, data analytics, all these other things, automation, is someone who can speak purple. And that's where the magic happens, is the purple place. And that's what companies and people who are in the industry, I'd encourage them to do, is to try and start speaking purple, and because that's a very special and unique skill. The second thing is from a more holistic perspective as an industry. And this really is tied to our Pursuing Better Together brand promise. If there's something really special that you want to achieve as an industry, digital distribution, faster response times, a great experience for our customers, new products, other innovations, it requires the whole ecosystem to work together on it. It can't just be that the brokers are here and the carriers are way behind. It can't be the carriers are trying to do something clever, but the brokers want to do things differently, or the clients as well. It requires that all of the real key stakeholders in the ecosystem all work together, put our thinking hats on, and achieve something great for all of us that's mutually beneficial.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a fantastic message to end on there, Jay. Thank you so much for giving us a very clear insight into sort of like Archer's technological and innovation ambitions. Thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you, Nigel. Thanks for having me.